So before the homily begins, if you want to get up from the left side of the church and move to the right side, feel free. Because it's Jesus' perspective, not the doorway perspective. But I don't want you moving during my homily. That's what I'm just saying. You do it now. My brothers and sisters, we see over and over and over again in the readings and the psalm the idea of a shepherd caring for his flock. Jesus, who is coming in his glory, comes as the good shepherd. He lived among us as the good shepherd. He came incarnate in the flesh, grew up in our midst, lived, taught, died, and was raised from the dead. He lives forever. He has ascended to the right hand of his Father. And there we await for him to come back to us someday in the future. We find ourselves in between these historical events, these concrete events between the past and the future. And we find ourselves in between. What are we to do in the in-between while we wait for Jesus to come in his glory? It may sound like there's a test that's coming up, right? Got that in the gospel? There's a big test coming up. You studying for your test? What we must be about, my brothers and sisters, is one, being shepherded. See, the thing is, it seems that Jesus is in the past and in the future, but not here in the present moment. But that is exactly wrong. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is present to us now, albeit in mystery. He is present. He is present to his bride, the church, in her ministry, in her work, in her sacraments, in the shepherds of the church, the priests and the bishops, and their work in the church, and deacons. He is present to his church. He feeds her, he cares for her, he heals her. In and through the church, these ministries, these activities are taking place now. But there is an invitation not only to see Jesus in the mysteries that surround us, in his word, but to see Jesus also in the mystery of the poor, and the hungry, and the sick, and the imprisoned, the stranger. Jesus is also present there, in mystery, in hiding, behind the veil. He is present. So if you came to church today thinking, well, Jesus was in the past and Jesus will be in the future, what about now? My brothers and sisters, he's all over the now. He is all about the now. Now we experience him. Now we experience him. And the test, the final test, my brothers and sisters, this is the thing. It is not something that you have to study for. It's something that you are doing now. When I was in school, I loved the classes, the courses that you could take. Where basically, if you showed up, you did the homework, you took notes, you were faithful in class, you had good grades leading up to the final, they would look at you and say, well, you got above a certain grade point, you don't need to take the final. I loved classes like that. When I showed up in Rome, sorry, I tickle. When I showed up in Rome and I found out that all of the exams, there were no exams during the semester. I'm like, what? No homework during the semester. This is great. Except you had one exam at the end of the class of the semester for your whole grade. And it was a 10 to 15 minute oral examination in front of the professor, you, one-on-one with the professor, about anything that he discussed or she discussed during the semester. I would just pile the anxiety on me right now, right? I mean, it was like, what? A whole semester's worth of material face-to-face with the professor? Are you kidding me? That's insane. We can approach Jesus coming in his glory in that same way. This is insane. I don't know what I need to do, what needs to happen, all these things. Well, what I got to do? I got to study. I got to be ready, right? There's got to be this secret knowledge, right? The secret handshake that I shake with Jesus' hand. And he's like, oh, you know it. You're in, right? No, my brothers and sisters. The good news is that now, in the mystery, in the present moment, we get to live out the exam. This is the lab. This is the practicum. This is where it is concrete. But what is the concrete? The concrete is one being shepherded, right? And being shepherded is receiving that grace, being fed, being healed, being instructed, entering into that redemption, right? The grace that saves us. Entering into that redemptive grace. Operating in the identity as a beloved daughter, as a beloved son. Operating in the truth of that. And then being transformed in that process into the one who loves us. And imitating his love from that place of identity and caring for others. You see how it works? It's a both and, right? We come into being shepherded, into transformation, into grace, into redemption, into mercy, into love. And then we operate in that grace, in that mercy, in that love, in the actions that we do. We are redeemed by Jesus and we become Jesus in the world. So this is the process. And the beautiful thing is, if we are about that here and now, then Jesus coming in all of his glory should never be a day of fear for us. Why? Because you know him. And he knows you. Because you have allowed yourself to receive that grace. You've been transformed in that grace. And you've become like him. You see, we get this thing of like then and in the future. And we get stuck in this moment of anxiety and worry. And what are we to do? And all of these things. My brothers and sisters, it is simple. And the reason... The reason it's not so clear is because it's too simple at times. It's too simple. Be transformed and changed by the grace that is open to you, this treasury of grace that is yours. Receive it. Become it that heals and sanctifies and redeems you. Become him who sanctifies and redeems you. And imitate his love. Care. Transform, heal, visit, all of the things that we're supposed to do. What we are not supposed to take away from this gospel is that I need to create a list of all the things I'm supposed to do as a good Catholic, right? Jesus, this is the exam. You know, it's like, oh, I've done these three things, but I've never visited anybody in prison. Oh my gosh, I got to get signed up for that. How do I do this? This is not what we are supposed to be about. It's not, I do these things and I become... You enter into the grace of redemption, you become through sacramental grace and signs, and then you act. You see, it first this, then that. If you get it backwards and you think, well, I'm going to do these things and I'm going to become, you're wrong. People for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries and millennia have been trying to do in order to be good enough. And if we have that mentality, then Jesus doesn't even need to be here. Because we could just do. He's just an example, right? Just a model, just an example. Imitate him and you'll be good enough. No. 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 Enter into redemption. Enter into grace. Be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, enter in, be a beloved son of God, be a beloved daughter of God. Take that identity to yourself, operate in the truth of that. And what do sons and daughters of God do? They do Beautiful stuff that's right there in the gospel. And they do a lot more things that aren't even written there. Because they're responding to grace. They're living in the identity of who they are. Jesus coming in all of his glory, my brothers and sisters, is not to be a day of fear for us. It is a day of rejoicing and gladness because the mysteries that we are here, right? And this is the beautiful thing, right? We see how Jesus meets us and he does all of these things. Do we see him hidden in all of those who are in need, in solidarity with them? There's no, I can think of no more beautiful example in our own day and age than Mother Teresa. I mean, her whole life was about finding Jesus hidden in the poor. And she found him there. Over and over and over and over again. She found him there. Hidden behind the veil. In solidarity with those who are in need. Looking for his bride, the church, to find him there. And so the beautiful thing is right now, my brothers and sisters, we live in mystery. You say, that's beautiful, Father? I want to see, right? No, it's mystery, my brothers and sisters, and it's good. Why? Because it means you get to act in faith. This gift of faith that is given to you, right now is the moment of faith. Right now is the moment of faith, to act in faith. Too many times we want the fulfillment. I want to see it. But you know what? When you see it, there is no... When it's there fulfilled before you, there's no movement of the heart. There's no trust. There's no... It's there. It doesn't require anything of you other than to open your eyes. You know, sailor's mouth. Man, open your eyes. That's all you got to do when it's fulfilled. But when it's hidden, when he is hidden in mystery, we get to engage that faith, that beautiful gift of faith and hope and charity. We get to engage all of these things that he has done in us, and we get to respond. How much more beautiful a life when we actually get to act in trust of the one who loves us. Do not look past this present moment, my brothers and sisters. Don't look past this present moment of unfulfilledness. Don't look past this present moment of mystery. And of course, we want the fulfillment of it all, but don't look past this moment. Don't see, do not refuse to see the invitation of grace that is in this moment to act in faith. To love him without seeing him. I can think of no greater expression of love for someone. Like love for your parents, right? Your parents leave you home and alone in the house. Love for parents is a care for that house even though they're not there. You're like, ah, they're not here. We can do whatever we want, right? But to act and to express that love and obedience, even in their absence, to operate in the truth, knowing that they, in fact, are there in their own little way. They're there. So what an incredible moment we have. What an incredible moment of grace for us. Jesus is present to us right now. And it is our job to be transformed by him, and in that transformation to be him. May we long for the day in which he comes, we see him face to face. May we recognize him because we have seen him and known him all along. May you have confidence because he will know you, because you have responded to this grace and invitation. Amen.